Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com.
Guns and Gear text line, if you want to chime in, 769-241-1944. If you want to call me this morning, if you want to follow up on Corinthians, a phenomenal phone call there. The Mazda Jackson phone line is 601-879-0002. Did y'all know that a lot of these college protesters are being paid up to $7,800 each? I wonder how much our Ole Miss protesters were making. If you're tired of hearing me talk about this, you may want to change the channel because I got a lot left to say. Here's a video from Here's a video from Libs of TikTok. This is David Cate, and he has uncovered that some pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses are allegedly getting paid $7,800 for just 8 hours of protesting. George Soros is funding a huge part of it. So here, this is about 2.5 minutes long. Y'all really, really, really turn your volume up and listen to what's going on. That's why you can't take these people serious. That's why I just want to spit in their faces.
These tent cities that they're building across college campuses are crazy, but are really well organized. And you know I had to look into this to understand who's behind all of this and who's paying all these people. Have to be honest, what I found was not really shocking, but I was surprised by how similar it is to the BLM summer riots of 2020. You see, these encampments are actually really well organized. The students receive the tents from organizers that also supply a bunch of different food, like pizzas, rotisserie chicken, coffee. So I looked into who these organizers actually are, and there are three prominent groups. Students for Justice in Palestine, there's Within Our Lifetime, and then there's Jewish Voices for Peace. And these groups are actually led and organized by another organization called U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. And just guess how much these fellas are paid. They get $7,800 if they work 8 hours a week on some kind of Palestinian campaign. Makes you rethink what the hell you're doing with your life. And across these campuses, we've seen these fellows speak out at various events. Nita Laffey, Craig Morton, Malik Afina. So where the hell does USCPR even get this money to pay these fellows that much money? And who funds Students for Justice in Palestine and these other organizations? Here's where it really gets interesting. Almost all of their funding comes from rich, elite investors such as George Soros, Howard Horowitz, and members of the Rockefeller family. And isn't that ironic on its own? You see, George Soros' Open Society Foundation, along with Rockefeller's Brother Fund, gave $700,000 to these organizations. And we know now that the Open Society Foundation isn't run by George Soros anymore. It's actually run by his brother, Alex Soros, and his partners, Huma Abedin, with direct ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. As they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, the Open Society Foundation also funneled $20 million into the Tide Foundation. And the Tide Foundation takes this money and disperses it across all of these organizations across the U.S. They funnel money into Westpac, which is an organization that is led by Howard Horowitz. And Westpac is actually the fiscal sponsor for Within Our Lifetime. And guess what? All of these organizations have direct ties to the 2020 Summer Love riots. So the question I have to ask is why? Why now? Why again in the summer before a presidential election?
You don't have to ask too loudly. It's so they can create chaos and try to get all the little different subsets, minority groups, rainbow supremacists, LGBTQ, elemental BLMs, all under one tidy little tent. So that's the only way they win. I'm telling you, I know it's traditionally a very, being a black man in America, especially in predominantly black cities, is a very dangerous proposition. It's especially dangerous running into an election season because they are going to need some human sacrifices for the Democrats to run on. They're going to need it. Some unfortunate probably good, great citizen like George Floyd, who likes to put guns to women's bellies, pregnant bellies. One of these good, fine young citizens are going to get martyrized here in the next month or so. Probably between now and Memorial Day weekend, coming out of Memorial Day weekend, during Memorial Day weekend. Some future rocket scientist and engineer is probably going to get killed by the cops. Get himself suicide by cops. He's going to get himself killed because he resisted or shot at him or ran from him or something or another. And they're going to burn this country down in the process, and they're going to make it all about racisms. So they can try to say, this is what America will be like under Donald Trump. Yeah, but I mean, but it happened when a real racist was president. Shut up, bigot. I said this is what it would be like under Donald Trump. If I tell you something's racist, you have to agree with me. Not no more. That's kind of my thing. When y'all tell me something's racist, I tend to just not believe you anymore. Like, nope. Daddy don't believe you. And that used to be their Trump card, pun intended. Is when they would tell you, that's racist. You were supposed to bend the knee and say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I would never mean to be racist. I'm not a racist. I have black friends. I know people that know black people. I'm not racist. You know, that used to be the line in the sand, that once they told you that, you're supposed to shut up, bigot. I win the argument now. Not anymore. Not anymore. We're fed up. We're tired of it. We don't care. This is a results-driven society, and you guys have not provided any positive results. You haven't provided results that have been detrimental to everybody. Everybody that they affect. Let's go back to our protesters at Ole Miss. Not the frat boys. Let's go back to, let's see here. Let's go back to our two suspects that allegedly set up this whole confrontation. Because it's clear from my perspective, that they plotted this out. I think it's Blair. I think, you know, like, I think when you say that, Clay, that ain't true, I think you're telling me don't believe my lying eyes. Because it's awfully convenient that the white reporter, that's a journalist student at Ole Miss that works for the Free Press, and the black girl who's also a journalism student, who runs around looking for incidences to be racism to, she goes and looks for racism so she can claim to be the victim, even if she has to instigate it, as she did here. Because it's A-okay for them to walk up, scream whatever obscenities, profanities, racist comments, flip you the bird off, crack a this, crack a that, tack it a crack a pack. It's okay for them to do all that, but the second you retaliate and say anything back, you might as well be wearing a white hood. But why do we allow that? Why have we got to the point where we allow that? I thought when you got in a fight, it was mutually agreed destruction, winner take all. So, we found out a little bit more information about the black girl. And I know we're supposed to just all ignore this using traditional preconceived notions of the way things have been done in the past. Clay, you're not even supposed to bring this up. You're not supposed to talk about none of this stuff. That guy bounced around like a monkey at her, so nothing else matters. No, because I'm an adult and I know how to compartmentalize. And I can sit here and say, yeah, that sucked. but it doesn't excuse her bad behavior and her track record of seeking out and looking for things like this to go be a part of so she can be get her little Timu Rosa Parks moment. Here's a tweet I got tagged in yesterday, and there is, and I shared this on my Twitter. Just go to @SaveJXN. You got to scroll down a little bit, but you'll see it. I retweeted this. It says, the anti-Semitic and anti-American chick protesting at Ole Miss is Jalen R. Smith. She is about to graduate from the University of Mississippi with a Master of Arts degree. Smith inexplicably applied for, received, and had a PPP loan for $13,000 forgiven in 2021. On the day of the protest, Smith and Stacy Spieler from the Mississippi Free Press intentionally went around the barricade. This is factual. I mean, the videos all back this up. The photos all back this up. Factually, went around the barricade. Smith purposely used strong language to provoke the frat boys for reaction, for clicks. Notably, the guy making monkey noises wasn't deemed offensive enough to warrant attention from either Smith or Spieler, as they did not move the camera in his direction to record him. Now, there's widespread discussion, thanks to me, about the frat boys making, widespread discussion about this incident and calling them out, thanks to me. Anyway, they said there's widespread discussion about the frat boy making monkey noises, labeling him a racist. However, it seems most give a pass to Smith for her sympathy towards terrorists and disdain for America, making her somehow the victim. Now, people have found some of her Snapchat videos where she seems to like to, and this is a big old girl. This is one of these body positivity girls. I mean, big old girl. They were chanting Lizzo at her for a reason. There's some videos of here wearing tight leather pants and nothing but a bra, dancing in front of a mirror for a, I don't know what she's doing. I really don't want to see it. And then there's, of course, the photo that I found of her and the Mississippi Free Press reporter looking at each other's phones and getting their shot lined up before she decided to go over there and get her moment. And then, of course, there's her response to all this, which I think is as damning as the photo. And she says, I want to thank everyone for checking in on me from today's protest, heart emoji. It really means a lot. There are a few things I want to clear up. One, and that to me, this says exactly what I've been saying out of the horse's mouth. I mean, we're literally seeing how the sausage is made here in the media, pun intended. She goes, my strong language used in the live was not a reflection of the pro-Palestine protesters. That language was a reflection of the hurt and anger and fear that has been all too familiar to people of color. I know that I stooped down to the agitators' level when I responded the way I did. I won't apologize for that, but as a mature, I will find better ways to manage conflict. What is a mature? Are you trying to say as a mature adult? Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. We got more of this. Mississippi, 2630, Highway 80 East, iGearOptical.com. All right, let's pick back up. I want to finish reading our post from Jalen R. Smith here. This is the female protester trying to have her Rosa Parks moment, her staged Rosa Parks moment. I mean, this is what this girl does. This is what she went down there to do. I mean, she's got YouTube videos up. She's done TED Talks about don't ask black girls about their hair. All kind of stuff. I mean, this is her thing. Look, people do this. There's people on the conservative side that go to protest just for clickbait stuff. There's people that go, there's conservatives that go to Antifa rallies and BLM rallies and all these things just to get clickbait stuff as well. But what they don't normally do is try to create the situation and then play victim. I used this term yesterday, and I heard Jameson use it as well, or some version of it. They're setting the building on fire, and then they want an award for calling 911 or being the fireman and putting it out. And Jameson added to that, then they want to steal the property from you because they put it out. They said, oh, this is mine. This is my reward. I'm disgusted, and I'm not going to quit talking about this. The way they decided, the way these adults decided to dox all those kids, and that means expose their identities and put them out in a public forum with the intent of trying to ruin their lives. So they start stalking them on the internet. They start calling anybody that they know. If they have a job, they try to make sure they get fired for simply standing there and counter-protesting terrorists. I'm not going to play this Free Palestine game with y'all. They're supporting terrorists. We're supposed to stick our heads in the sand and pretend that's not the case. Because racism! Guess what? There's racism everywhere. And it ain't just from one side. Y'all should read some of the comments on my social media. Do I go back through them and try to stalk people down, get them fired from their jobs? No, I have thick skin. Mama didn't raise no punk. These folks, mama raised some punks. Continuing on with Jalen Smith's excuse. She goes, number two, I recorded the protest, and not as a journalist. There was nothing unbiased in my actions. Well, the self-awareness level is 100% there. I'll give her that. She goes, I commend the student journalists that were able to remain professional and avoid picking a side. That just wasn't me. As a black student at Ole Miss, I chose to stand with the pro-Palestinian terrorists, she says protesters, because 60 years ago, the same tensions were being expressed by people that looked like me. Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. If we don't stand together, it might be you tomorrow. Free Palestine. Shut up. I can't. Just shut up. Could y'all try doing that for just 1 minute? Can you just shut up? There was no reason for a Free Palestine protest at Ole Miss, for one thing. Ole Miss, or any other college, I'm just using them as my example here because it's local-ish. Even if the whole campus had agreed, you know what? We need to free Palestine. Do you think the Hamas leaders, do you think Benjamin Netanyahu gives two double Dutch flips if the entire student body at the University of Mississippi thinks Palestine should be freed? I mean, this is the unspoken part of this whole ridiculous charade, this LARPing project y'all are doing, is that you don't make a nickel's worth of difference in what happens over there. Not a nickel's worth. I love watching y'all making celebrities bend the knee. It's become like a fetish of mine. Say it, Alec. Alec, why won't you say Free Palestine, Alec? Just say it one time, Alec. You killed that woman, Alec. Why didn't you go to jail, Alec? I love that. Probably, like, in a fetish type way. But, I mean, I love seeing the Democrats get harassed by the monsters they've created. What? Y'all thought when Trump was done, y'all were just going to be able to put him back in a cage? And this was all going to go away? I saw where Gretchen Whitmer got harassed to the end of the earth and back at her kid's graduation over the weekend by some of these Free Palestine nut jobs. I love it. I mean, look, just don't get mad when we do it. Don't get mad when we start confronting these politicians and we start confronting these celebrities and we start confronting these judges on these and these district attorneys like Fannie Willis. Don't get mad when we start confronting them about what they're doing to Donald Trump. Donald Trump is our Free Palestine, except we can actually make a difference. When we come back, we got Not Your Average Joe on hold. Joe, stay there. I'm coming straight back to you. This is the Clay Edwards Show.